music calms the savage beast. Next.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Of course you realize this means war.
World Dance Party. World Dance Party, you fools! This is an intergalactic dance party. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. This is my gold. This is my mind you're stuck in for the next 2 solid hours of ass-kicking rock and blues. We got an amazing little tribute coming in our second set. You're going to love it. But we're going to waste absolutely no time here at GetThePointRadio.com, the galaxy's most amazing true pop culture channel.
Running under my life. without a hamburger. I start to shake. I break out in a cold sweat. I jump in the audience. I start to twitch.
Forever a man of God who lives with hidden devils. Haunted.
Rock and roll that Sears we play. Starting with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from their brand new album. That was Fault Lines to begin with. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Rock Party. Can't get that party thing out of my mind. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Subterranean Homesick Blues. Yep, the Bob Dylan tune. Back in the USA. That's Bruce Springsteen. He's often back in the USA. And we closed the set with another track from Tom Petty's newest. That was Playing Dumb. Yeah, some people have to play dumb. Some of us are just naturals. Dr. John has a new album out, and it is really impressive. Now, you know, Dr. John is sort of the focal point of the New Orleans music scene, has been for decades. A lot of great people come out of that. Lots of great people. But people have come out of the New Orleans jazz and rock scene forever, since the turn of the last century. Most notably, Louis Armstrong, the man who I say is the greatest musician America has ever produced. Dr. John's record is a tribute to Louis. He teamed up with a whole bunch of his friends, and we're going to play a couple of those tracks. But we're also going to play you a couple of Louis Armstrong tracks where he teams up with some of his friends. We're going to start off with Louis, of course. Sorry, Dr. John, you understand. In fact, we've got two Louis for you. Louis Armstrong, Louis Jordan. Life is so peculiar. Oh, it sure is. I know, for I am.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Life is so peculiar.
You get so wet in the rain.
You know it too.
Mm-hmm.
You get so warm in the sunshine.
Get my suntan. It doesn't pay to complain.
I never complain. When I get up each morning, there's nothing to breathe but air.
Yeah, and when I look in the mirror, there's nothing to comb but hair.
And when I sit down to breakfast, there's nothing to eat but food.
Life is so peculiar, but you can't stay home and brood.
Oh, life!
Tell them about it, Pops.
It's so peculiar. The desert's only got sand,
and
you know.
That's grand.
The ocean's only got water.
And you can't break it all up.
never know where you stand. When I go out to dinner, there's nothing to wear but clothes.
Yeah.
And whenever I get sleepy, there's nothing to do but doze.
Yeah.
And whenever I get thirsty, there's nothing to do but drink.
Life is so peculiar that it makes you stop and think.
Yes, life,
Baba Duwebua,
is so peculiar.
It sure is.
A fork belongs with a knife.
It sure does. Corned beef is lost without cabbage.
I love cabbage.
Husband should have a wife.
Yes,
life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life.
Street. You can't be sure of a thing.
When I get tired of resting, there's nothing to do but walk.
Walk it off, Bob.
And when I don't care to listen, there's nothing to do but talk.
Keep your big mouth shut.
When I'm up in the airplane, there's nothing to do but fly.
Mm-hmm.
Life is so peculiar, but I often wonder why.
Oh, life,
Baba Duwebua,
is so peculiar.
Sure is.
A fork belongs with a knife, you know.
Mm-hmm. Corned beef is lost without cabbage.
Leftover cabbage?
Yeah.
A husband should have a wife.
Yes, life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life.
One more for me, Jim.
That's life.
Let me have one, Jack.
That's life.
All together.
That's life.
Yeah!
Sun down the sun up, like Vile on a come up, Brett Forum done up, but the flag still sum up. Why you gonna rough them up, mash them up, give them to them good, gonna lash them up, like we give a in and that's enough. Never get him out of trouble, double the sum. Shake him off, really rebuff. You think the city tough? Try Berlin in 24. When the flappers like, come on, give me some more. When it was cool to be thug and thugs weren't cool at all. This song's about murder, red room in the halls. Europe no murder better than all y'all. That's why Berlin has done wrote the song. Doing the best to do with the one you are. Big and small, not for history. This joint slippery, he's off the trickery. Tricks to John, done getting me. Snare brush with the treble clef greet. Spells blown through a tone in a bottle tree. Let go of the throne, we original pedigree. Feel me? Might be unknown, but to God we celebrity. If you mag him, better mac him right. If you mac him, then mac him tonight. Mac him tight, we gonna bring the light. Three rounds of fight, hot scenes tonight. Hide him in the shadow, cause we shatter your life. We coming hard, like Mac the Knife. Coming.
Going down, down to Memphis town. That's where the people smile, smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they're so good to me. We'll never spend a dime, and we're gonna have the grandest time.
I'm going out a dancing with a tenor. See, dear, there's a man named Handy with a band you should hear. For while the dancers gently sway, all the fellas play real harmony.
I never will forget the tune they call the Memphis.
Elaborate, Lou. Hmm? We got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair. And the folks, he sure do pull a mean bow. And when the big bassoon seconds to the trombone groove, it moans just like a sinner on revival day. Oh,
that melancholy strain, that ever haunting refrain, is like a southern sorrow song. Here comes a very part that wraps a spell around my heart.
It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again. The Memphis Blues.
Talk it.
Now the Mississippi River. It's so long and deep and wide.
It's a big creek.
And I got myself a rowboat, and I'm gonna pull for the other side. Yeah.
You should have heard the lovely singing come floating out across the tide.
Get out your fanciest dancing shoes and ask the leader to play.
Much ain't got that glamour touch. You trifling lazy ain't worth a cigarette ash. You're just my good for nothing, my sweet hunk of trash.
Better check that.
You're very short on looks, dumb when it comes to books. You stay full of corn just like succotash.
What do you want to do for my rent?
You're just my good for nothing, my sweet hunk of trash.
Oh, say I worried you for years, just a ball fly mooching beer. Why you sweat over a hot stove singing hay?
Working my fingers down to the elbow.
I ain't no good for nothing, but I'm still your hunk of trash.
Spend no cash.
Yeah, ain't no good for nothing, but I'm still stretch.
Listen here, Pops. You know you lie about your youth.
I'm just careless with the truth.
How careless can you be? And with all these chicks, you try to make a flash. You're my good for nothing, my sweet hunk of trash.
Hey, lady.
Now when you stay out very late, it makes me mad to wait.
Why come, baby?
'Cause you come home too tired to raise just one eyelash.
Look out, Angel.
You're just a good for nothing, but you're my sweet hunk of trash.
Yes, indeed. You better up and know I'll be your hunk of trash forever, baby.
Don't give me no plex. I know you're my hunk of trash.
Yeah, well, if we be on time for school, I'll be checking it out. And I know that I'm your hunk of trash, yeah.
Yeah, I'm following my own rules, but you still my hunk of trash.
Yeah, that's the way it is, baby.
Too late to turn back now. We stuck with each other.
Yeah, you better hurry up and know that, right? 'Cause we gonna play it on out tonight. Yeah, we gonna do it.
If it's all night, it's all right.
Yeah, you better do it.
Look out there, Mama. Look out there. You're carrying me too fast. Watch it, baby.
You're just my good for nothing. My sweet hunk of trash.
My, my, how you sound.
You're very short on looks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dumb when it comes to books.
Look out, baby. Watch it, honey.
And you stay full of corn. Just like succotash.
What you want me to do in my idle moments?
You're just a good for nothing but my sweet hunk of trash.
Let me get a word in there, honey. You running your mouth.
You said I've worried you for years. I'm just a barfly booching beers. While you sweat over a hot stove, slinging hash.
Work my fingers right down to the elbows.
Yes, I may be good for nothing, but I'm still your sweet hunk of trash.
Forced to admit it, baby.
You said I spread my love all around, and with the chicks all over town. But how can I when you keep me broke so I can't spend no cash? Yes, I may be good for nothing, but I'm still your sweet hunk of trash.
Listen here, Pops. You know you lie about your youth.
I don't lie, baby. I'm just careless. With the truth, that's
how
all.
How careless can you be?
I don't know.
With all young chicks, you try to make a flash.
Nah, baby, it ain't like that, no.
But you're still my good for nothing, my sweet hunk of trash. Now when you stay out very late, it sure makes me mad to wait.
How come, baby?
'Cause you come home too tired to raise just one eyelash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Watch it, baby. Watch it.
You're just good for nothing, but you're my sweet hunk of trash.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, let's give it to him right now. Louis Armstrong and Louis Jordan. Louis. Yep, life is so peculiar. Dr. John from his brand new, really astonishing tribute to Louis Armstrong. Skidat, didat, the spirit of Satch. Got a great Satch story for you in a second. That was Dr. John teaming up with Terrence Blanchard for Mac the Knife. Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, and Bing Crosby, Memphis Blues. Bing and Louis were best of friends. Bing and Louis were almost always ripped on marijuana. Again from Dr. John's newest, this time, oh my God, this is the reason why I did the whole set. I gotta tell you, Shamikia Copeland, Sweet Hunk of Trash, and then Louis Armstrong doing Sweet Hunk of Trash with Billie Holiday. Here's my Satch story. It didn't take a second, so sit down. About 20 years ago, I was with Scoutmaster Mike in Cleveland, Ohio. Don't ask me why. I know why, but don't ask. And Mike and I were just sort of hanging out at this, like, you know, this used book and magazine and comic store. You know, the type that just sort of piled up stuff all over the place and very little rhyme or reason to it, you know, and you can discover all kinds of really great stuff if you're into that sort of thing, and Mike and I are. So over at the checkout counter, there was a photograph of the Three Stooges. And this drunk, who obviously was well-known in the community and to the people of that store, because they didn't give him no mind, comes up to me, points to the picture, and he says, I know who those people are. And I said, yeah, who? And he said, that's Groucho, Harpo, and Satchmo. Well, Scoutmaster Mike and I pretty much laughed all the way back to New York on that one. That was just great. Not sure which one was Satchmo. I'm guessing it must have been, I don't know, Curly? Anyway, you couldn't get it more wrong, or in another way more right. Played you a little Bob Dylan from the mouth of Mitch Ryder before. We're going to play a little Bob Dylan from the mouth of Bob Dylan now. This is the Galaxy's Greatest Pop Culture Channel, and I am still...
Mike, go! Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point. I'm looking east and west from above his mind. I can sit it, I'm straight and fine. Nothing standing there. I want to rise Texas sliding down. Folks are losing their possessions, folks are leaving town. The Macy, shaking, broken, Betsy, hanging on the wall. Well, you're dancing with Jimmy, tell you too. And you don't dance at all. Oh, it's a room out there. I want her everywhere. Baby, love, a blazing speed. And I have to bust a big bar. Jumping to the wagon, baby, throw your panties. A strong man loses his mind. I'm no pig without a wig. I hope you treat me kind. Things are broken up out there. I want to live. I want to rise 6 inches above my head. Pop a company in the street like balloons are made out of lead. The point of view. They got Charles Darwin chopped out there on the highway fine. I just sit in the hush and I want him dead or alive. You know what? I don't care.
suffers as she fly. I pitch in the wood of God, I put an out to rise. I ask Batman to give her something to eat. You say, take it off the shelf.
Time the cops cast a blind eye. Folks double park. a sweeper goes by, then they sit in that clean space, living a lie. My part of town, cops cast a blind eye. But when the rules are suspended, it's too good to be true. Ash Wednesday, Abe's birthday, Passover too. Yeah, I love all the holy days, although I'm no Jew. When the rules are suspended, it's too good to be true. Asian Lunar New Year too, you got to love it. An albatross made out of chrome, steel, and glass. It's nice to know that you can get out of town fast. But a car in the city is a pain in the ass. When folks hear the word space, they think of the moon. The stars and the planets are a sun rock tune. Me, I think where, when, what day, and how soon I'll park here on Earth. To hell with the moon! If you're vacating your space, now it's to the icing. Space is a place, it's a marvelous place, it's a magical place, it's a meaningful place, it's a wonderful place. It's a beautiful place.
Charlie Patton was a magnificent bluesman from about 100 years ago. He was immortalized by, of all people, the cartoonist Robert Crumb, who's quite an old blues fan. Bob wrote High Water as a tribute to Charlie. We opened with that. Bonnie Raitt went on with Runaway, wonderful version, the Del Shannon classic. Annie Lennox, Stay By Me. Joan Jett opened up the sluices with Nighttime, and from his new album, and a fabulous album it is, Loudon Wainwright III, Spaced. We're going to hook us up with the devil now. You knew it was always going to happen. You knew it was going to come. And it's about to right now, or my name ain't.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Decades for the gods they made.
twice. Now you think it can't happen to you, you better think about it twice. I just want to tell y'all what happened to me. While I was watching my enemies, my man was taken from me.
reefer right now, people. I never touched no gem. I just want a little bit of bourbon whiskey, and I'll go get my ass a sloppy and drunk. I don't want no reefer. I never touched no junk. Just give me a little bit of bourbon whiskey. Well, I'll go get the sloppy drunk. Obnoxious and crazy this evening until the bars break in. Lord, I love my whiskey. I got to have my gin. Everybody get naked. Till the claws break in. Seek professional help, for God's sake.
Thank you.
Come on, pack my trunk. I never did get no whiskey. But these blues got me a sloppy drunk. I'm leaving San Francisco. Come on, pack my trunk. But the blues, great God, got me sloppy drunk.
Some people up to jam if there's time. I don't know if there is. I'd like to call Elvin Bishop up.
Folks, I ain't gonna spend another lonely night all by myself. People, I ain't gonna spend another lonely night all by myself. Can't find my baby, I guess I'll have to take somebody else. I cried all last night. Folks, and I cried the night before. I cried all last night, and I cried the whole darn night before. I ain't gonna spend no more lonely nights by myself now, Luber. But I ain't gonna cry no more.
Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome. The Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil opened up the set. Then we went over to Miss Coco Taylor. Stop watching your enemies. Sound advice. David Bromberg, he's sloppy drunk. And that big old thing there that you just heard just now? That was Elvin Bishop, Al Kooper, Mike Bloomfield, John Kahn, Skip Prokop, and Carlos Santana doing No More Lonely Nights. Well, of course not, man. I mean, look, you got Elvin and Al and Mike and John and Skip and Carlos. Can't be along with those guys. I almost opened the set with Ricky Lee Jones's version of Sympathy for the Devil. It's talk about searing. Jeez, it truly is. But I played some Ricky Lee a week or two ago, and I just sort of felt like the real thing. Maybe it's this new James Brown movie that got me into the mood for Mick Jagger, because Mick is the producer of that movie, and he helped the guy, the lead who played James Brown, who, damn, I wish I could remember his name right now, but I'm old, and Chadwick Boseman, that's his name. Thank you, Internet. He also played Jackie Robinson in that 42 movie. Mick helped Chadwick learn the parts. He played the music for him. He pointed stuff out. It was really kind of meticulous. I hear the movie's absolutely phenomenal. I will be seeing it soon. I said that last week. I haven't seen it yet. God, you know, this is a busy summer. Summers, you're supposed to just sort of kick back. Whatever happened to that? We all work too hard. Anyway, now that I've given the movie a good review, I think I'm going to go see it. Maybe tomorrow. You'd think that was my big babble for the week. Oh, no. Actually, you might think that bit about the Cleveland drunk was my big babble for the week. No. This is my big babble for the week. I decided that next week, next Saturday, is the start of the new TV season, and that's because that's when the new Doctor Who season starts. And yes, folks, I am a whoer. So I was sort of looking at, you know, what's being offered, and there's a few shows there that I'm interested in for professional reasons, and a couple that I think might be kind of cool, but what I realized is Netflix just totally changed the game. Completely. Back when they started up that Kevin Spacey show, now they have all these other things going for it. They're filming their new Daredevil TV series all over New York. They're in Brooklyn right now, and that's pretty cool. Are people going to get together, since Netflix has a tendency to release the entire season all at once, are there going to be, like, parties? People are going to get together and just blitz through all 12 episodes of that show or others that are going up like it? That's a kind of interesting thing. It's a total change in the way we used to relate to television. It's kind of interesting. It's always nice to have a sea change. There, see? And you thought I was going to babble on about the latest Iraq war. Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine will be back next week. Same batshit time, same batshit channel. That being Get the Point Radio. .com. I'm your ghost, Mike Gold, and we're gonna leave through that front door. The fools tell me that.
That's it! Go home! You try to pick up a girl, she gave you a whack. Went into the men's room, never came back. Now you're standing there like a dog without a bone. We do this for a living, we all got jobs. I gotta get up in the morning at 10 o'clock. The bass player won't play because he's pissed off. That's it! Go home! So much.
too behind. Now you're gonna take any ride you can find. Don't look at me. 20 miles, you gotta walk. I think I will. It was great to see you people tonight. See you again real soon. Thanks for coming. Good night.
This has been an Arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine. Get the-